this morning, church. Into my spirit, into my inner man, faith is coming because I am hearing the word of God. Amen. Let's be seated. I bring you good news. Hallelujah. From the Lord. Amen. You're welcome to service this morning. And the key word is faithfulness. Let's just say it back. Faithfulness. The key word is what? Faithfulness. Now, that word is important. Don't forget it. And I will tell you in a moment why it is important. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. The word of God says, Timothy, my dear son, be strong with the special favor God gives you in Christ Jesus. You have heard me teach many things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Teach these great truths to trustworthy people who are able to pass them to others. He says, teach these truths to others that are trustworthy individuals. And such an individual are in front of me this morning. Faithfulness. Hallelujah. You see, one of the attributes of faithfulness is the ability to positively affect others. The ability to positively affect others. With one zeal. And that zeal may be the zeal driven by the Holy Spirit in you to do the right thing. Those who intentionally sit on others and prevent them from rising are far from being faithful. Faithfulness is a very important requirement to eradicate all forms of losses. Are you faithful? Keyword, faithfulness. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 2, the king also chose Daniel and two others as administrators to supervise the high officers and protect the king's interest. To do what? To supervise the high officers and to protect the king's interest. In that King James Version, it says, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the prince might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Can you be trusted with such confirmation? Faithfulness is efficient management of resources. It is also proving oneself worthy of trust. Faithfulness. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. The word of God says, now a person who is put in charge as a manager must be what? Faithful. Are you faithful? Can you be found to be faithful? It then means when you are faithful, then you are reliable. There are many things that God wants to do. The assignment of the Lord, the king's assignment must be carried out urgently. And the time is running out. The Lord Almighty has promised us many things this year. He promised us freshness, fresh air, fresh new glory. And in order for us to obtain all of those things that the Lord Almighty has promised us, then you too must be found to be faithful, meaning trusted, that you can be believed, A person that is faithful is complete. Completely adhering. Following the instructions, the fact and the standards that God Almighty laid before us. God is looking for an honest individual that can be trusted with his resources, his vast resources. On earth today, those vast resources, they are called wealth or prosperity. Are you reliable? Can you be trusted? Can you be believed? Are you accurately following the instructions of the Lord? Are you a faithful copy, carbon copy, original copy of Christ? Faithfulness is steadfastness, constancy, allegiance to what you have believed in and you follow it through. It is carefulness in keeping what you have been entrusted to keep. Just like the king in that Daniel chapter 6 verse 2. Choosing Daniel among the other two administrators to protect the king's interest. As believers, as those that are heaven bound, you are being entrusted to protect the King of Kings' interest. Are you faithful to do that? Can you say categorically, you have your Father's interest at heart? Glory be to the Lord. I pray that the Lord Almighty will grant us teachable spirit. In Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9, the Bible says, understand therefore that the Lord your God is indeed God. He is God and he is faithful. He is a faithful God which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. So I was very happy when we are saying, declaring that we shall offer him a thousand hallelujahs. The year is running out. 352 days in a year. Days. Even if every day you give God one hallelujah, it's not up to 1,000. Glory be to the Lord. So maybe you should multiply by 2 or 3. That you might be able to reach your objective of offering him a dedicated heart. A heart that God loves and cherishes. So, faithfulness is a fruit of the Spirit. Or is a fruit of the Spirit. It is the result of the Spirit working in us. He is our witness to God's promise that if we accept the truth about God, he will save us. So God will keep his own promise because he is faithful. But then he's looking for a reliable individual, person or persons that will also reciprocate this desire of God. May the Lord find you when he needs you. In Hebrew 11, you will notice some of our patriarchs. We always love to cite them. Patriarchs of old who trusted God. One, the Bible says Abel, understanding of God, made his sacrifice real and authentic. Hallelujah. Abel, understanding of God, makes what? His sacrifice real and authentic. He said, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Why? Because he's faithful and he trusts in him. He know quite well that he who has promised is faithful. Two, what about Noah? Trusted God's word about the coming judgment, as well as God's promises to save his family. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, you can easily tell that he did this. Abraham, Sarah, believe against all evidence that they will be father of many nations. Even when the evidence wasn't there, when Sarah was of old, they remained faithful. Can you be trusted? Are you faithful? Have you asked God something that you perceive he has not yet answered? And is that wearing you down? Or is that keeping your faith strong? Glory be to the Lord. Rahab trusted God to protect her family when the evidence was not there. And all manners of war and anyone who betrayed the nations can easily be killed. She trusted in the God of Israel. Will you trust in this God and continue to believe under whatsoever odds, situation, and circumstances? Rely on him wholly, fully, because you are married to him. Gideon's mustard seed, or shall I call it mustard seeded faith, defeated an entire army in Judges chapter 6, verse 7. Why? Because he trusted in him. He was faithful. He was entrusted with certain requirements. He was given specific instruction. Do you all remember Gideon? God told him, do this and you will see my glory. He was not afraid of man. He immediately removed all the idols in his possessions. Maybe some of the things, necklace that his parents might have given to him. All the hand bangles and, you know what I mean? Cowries. Or beads that you may call it. Maybe grandma has given it to you. Or great grandma. Or it has been passed down from generation to generation. And the Lord says, I want to use you. You're going to work for me. I will answer you. I will defend you. And I will be with you. But first, remove these cowries from your wrist. Remove the necklace. Remove all kinds of different things that has been passed to you from generations to generations that have been soaked in the blood of men or has been pulled before the shrines of principalities and powers of darkness that have no place in the kingdom of God. Gideon did not argue with God. He immediately did exactly what the Lord told him to do. He mustered faith. He went ahead. He did as the Lord instructed him. He believed God that is truly a man of valor. Mighty man of valor. And the Lord is calling us, you and I, mighty man of valor. Even when Jesus came, he repeated it by saying, greater works shall you do. When you are doing great work or greater works, it means you are truly a mighty man of valor. What about Enoch? Obtained the witness that before he being taken up, he was pleasing to God. Faithfulness. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God has translated him. Before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. What a testimony that confirmed truly the faithfulness of God in you, that you are truly a faithful partner of Jesus Christ. You know you are faithful when you are called to represent Christ and you came forth. It speaks to your integrity when you are invited and you lie not. Are you faithful? And without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. In that Hebrew 11, verse 5b and 6. For he who cometh unto him must first believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of those that diligently. Anyone that you are calling diligent means is perpetual, consistent, is faithful. Hallelujah. Are you? Can a sister come to the church maybe around 6 o'clock or 6:30 and say, don't worry, don't call anyone. Sister so-and-so will soon be here. She is so consistent. She is never late. Not a perpetual latecomer. Because the king's assignment requires urgency. And before you blink, she's already here. And then we say, she's dependable. She's reliable. She will not take an idol and hide it and sit on it. Why? Because she's satisfied with the breasted milk of God. Are you faithful enough not to steal? Are you faithful enough to wait on him until you see his glory fully? Are your testimony positive that whatever will happen, I will abide like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Even if I will be dropped in the lion's den, I will trust him. It makes my journey faster that I will see him in his glory, believing constantly in him. Faithful commitment to who God says he is basically walking with God. We said Noah did the same thing, or did we say Enoch? And he never witnessed death. As Jesus traveled, he responded to people's faith and curtailed his involvement where there was no faith. Are you always found among people of unbelievers who create discouragement into one spirit and weigh your spirit down to the extent that you no longer pray as you used to? Even to fast is a big deal now. Are you fasting, sister? You don't need to answer me. Pastor, even if you're asking, I will tell you no. Are you waiting? It's just 50 days. How many more days remain, sister, from Simi? Just 2? Oh, and I didn't know. I can still do it. Why don't you start now? Praise the Lord. They say it's just 2 days. For those of you, as a result of a marriage seminar, you have some SSs. Amen? Remember to multiply them by 2. Glory be to God. Those who came to marriage seminar, we understand what we're talking about. Amen? Enoch understood that God rewards those who seek him and trust in him with all their hearts. So we must trust God. Whatever he tells you to do, you must do it. We must not be like Jonah, arrogantly, in his old pompous attitude. Don't want others to be saved. Because God knew that Jonah is the one that can do the assignment. When he ministered by the grace that God has given to him or her, maybe when you were young, you were called parrots. The gift God wants to use it now, to witness unto others. You are the type that when you hear something, you never forget. Hear the word of God and don't forget it. You are the one God wants to use now. And the time is now. Don't delay what you can do now till tomorrow. You have asked him for apple. He has given you more than apple. You asked him for grains. He has given you more than grains. You asked him for GC. He has given you GC. So what else? You are waiting till when the blue passport comes. That is procrastination. You don't need to wait till then. How tomorrow will be, we know from today. Demonstrate what you want to do now. And let God know that indeed you are faithful. Hallelujah. Faithfulness is believing that God is who he says he is. Whether you see it or you don't see it. Whether it is winter, whether it is spring, whether you are going through fall or summer, it doesn't matter. You do your own quota. Do your own portion for God and let it be seen that you are faithful. At work, let them know you are the best. After all, we want the grace of Joseph. And in everything, even when Joseph was in Potiphar's house, he was faithful. Let everyone see that you are faithful. Oh, don't say maybe you are acting like Pharisees. No, you be faithful. You are in the church, be faithful. Even if you have a case tomorrow that looks as if nothing is going to come out of it, remain faithful. Be faithful. I have shared my testimony with you several times, and I will share another one. You see, around the time when our gainful employment that brought us to this nation was coming to an end, we already knew somehow 6 months before. But then we were trusting God that we will be among of those that they will say, okay, the branch in U.S. we take. Then 3 months to go, we're hoping that, okay, maybe we're moving from Houston and then we'll go to Colorado, Denver. That's Colorado, right? That we're going to move to Denver. Then after the interview with those people, you know, 2 months later, 2 months to return, they said no. Amen? But we continue to trust God that something will come out. Up to the week of the trip, an arrangement was going on concurrently that, okay, you know what? You still have 6 months. Family, that is the spouse, they have 6 months to wait while I return. So I was preparing for return. We're still trusting God. There was need for evangelism. We were there. Men's fellowship, we were there. Women's fellowship, she was there. Any fellowship, we were there. And when the prayer department are praying, we were there. And we never asked anyone to raise any prayer requests for us. Not because we were arrogant, but in the prayer that people were raising, our prayer was also in it. Because we had prayed from home that from the altar today, I find my prayer. And when the prayer department meets to pray, we're there. When they say, Brother Andrew, pray for this sister, we pray zealously for the sister. When they say, pray for this brother, we pray zealously. Never a time that the tongue twist and say, me too. We focus. Why? Faithfulness. You must prepare yourself to truly trust him. And what we realize is that God then begins to work our case. Unaware, he was doing it. Prophets, lady prophets, people that are seers, if I will put it in that quote, are all around us. They will see messages for A, they will see for B, they will see for C. We'll just be wondering, what about this case now? Nothing. Praise the Lord. Faithfulness. So here are some ways God will appraise your faithfulness. Do you possess the right value? Is one. A faithful person knows what's important in life and what isn't. A faithful person knows how to invest his or her time or her lives. A faithful person makes his or her life count. A faithful person knows the significance. Apart from the three verse, things that doesn't exist, that look like mirage. In Proverbs 28, verse 20, a faithful person will be richly blessed, says the Lord. But one eager to get rich will not go unpunished. Amen? Did you hear that? The one that is eager to get rich, NIV version. Amen? That's what I just read. We not go unpunished. So be careful, brothers and sisters. Are you eager to get rich? Are you eager to get rich? Praise the Lord. Two, our God, we have praised your faithfulness. Do you care about the interest of others? Amen. Do you care about the interest of others? Or it's always me and my sons. Or did I say sons? If I look to the right, I see sons. If I look to the left, I see mothers with sons. Praise the Lord. I looked at front, I see mothers with sons. So, amen? Do you care more about that? Or about those God have entrusted unto you? Praise be to the Lord. Do you live with integrity before an unbelieving world? You see, brethren, you may see another sister and judge her quickly as unrighteous. You may see another brother and judge him as unrighteous. But the funniest thing is that these two people are also watching you. Amen. So do you care about the interests of others? Faithfulness swims against the streams of contemporary culture that says, isn't it for me? You know, the beliefs often nowadays is that, what am I going to get out of it? Look, auntie, don't waste my time. Okay. All right, I'm listening. What am I going to get out of it? I'm listening. You tell me, please. Calm down, brother. I'm listening. The culture nowadays is me first. And if it is not fast lane, don't waste my time. I was in a meeting where somebody was saying that putting something on social media, I've forgotten what they even call that social environment, you know. What? Yeah, that's it. I couldn't even pronounce it. That's the TikTok. TikTok, tic-tac. Whatever it is called, tick, tick. He said, can you tell me within less than a minute, TikTok, we want to know about our organization within so many. And I'm saying, man, that's an opportunity. Back in England, they taught us how to witness to someone within 1 minute. See, are you able to witness to this person within 1 minute? And then we'll be practicing among ourselves, and to see how many people we can convince, you know, or talk to, rather, about Christ within 1 minute. And then after that, we'll go back home and then we discuss it because we time ourselves. The Berean Christian within you, let them come forth. Because there are blessings daring. Wealth surrounds me. Amen. Wealth surrounds me. And I'm looking at them. But what is important are what I've been saying. Keyword, faithfulness. I must conclude now because all the body language keeps telling me it is time. Do you live with integrity before unbelieving world? Glory be to the Lord. In 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56, praise the Lord who has given rest to his people Israel, just as he promised, not one word of his fail. Of all the wonderful promises that he has made to us, to you, no single word will fail. Hey, brothers and sisters, maybe one day we'll remind ourselves again with a sermon. Because as I looked that way, a word dropped that is sermon tomorrow. Don't rest too soon. Okay, so we'll talk about that another time. Do you obey God's commands? In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 35, God says, I will raise up a faithful priest, ministers, who will serve me and do what I desire. Not on Sundays. Faithful priest, faithful sons, faithful daughters, who will serve me and do what I desire. So God defined faithfulness as obedience to Christ's command. Obedience to Christ's command. Then you are faithful. In conclusion, do you pass on what you learn? Or do you just receive and keep to yourself? I was glad to see Brother Kobe coming forward. And I'm like, hey, auntie, don't be left behind, though. Brother, don't be left behind, though. And then you are just thinking, Akobi just came not too long ago. That's what you think. They've been here probably a year now. They say it's over a year. COVID did not allow us to even know. It's over a year now. It's just like yesterday. Praise God. When are you going to actually do something positive that can influence us for God, in the name of God? In the name of God. When my brother was inviting him, he said, and now we are increasing. I don't even know the way he said it, but I know that joy was in his heart. And I saw relief. So I can do other things. There are many things that he's supposed to be delivering for me that his timetable is so full. Praise the Lord. Are you one of those faithful persons that God is saying, take the baton, help out? Do you keep your promises? Amen. That's not the only way, but one way you can know if you keep your promises. When you promise to meet the pastor at the church, let's even start with that. Did you come? Let's start with that. Did you show up? Evangelism, lady, we were expecting more, Sister Animashan, right? We didn't see anyone. Only you, as is Amorenike. And a brother will soon give testimony very soon and say, that sister is very good. She's here, she's here, she's here. And I'm like saying, our reward. It's big and big and big. What about your reward? And then you are saying, Pastor, the cold weather. And I am telling you, lake of fire. And these are the things that bothers me. If you're afraid of the cold, that's why you want to keep warm. Then maybe your warmness is preparing yourself, God forbid, towards the lake of fire. God forbid, I'm told. God forbid. When you even say God forbid, I didn't see you do like this. God forbid. Yeah. In conclusion, let me stop quickly. Do you develop your God-given gifts? Opportunity to develop those gifts are given in this assembly. No one will compete with your gifts. Because no one compete with the glory of the moon or the stars. So we're not in the business game of competing with people's gifts. Because we know it's God-given. Your gifts are customizable gifts given to you. So anyone who wants to compete with you, they get the carbon copy. No wonder the Philistine died wretchedly, suddenly in their thousands. Just because they wanted to compete with the glory of Samson. And the Lord said, no, God forbid. Amen. Let us rise. Unable to finish this, but I have my lyrics, items here on notes. If you want it, you can finish it yourself. I still have a page, ingredient of faithfulness, and so on and so forth. But let us stop here. Amen. Another time will come. You just tell God. Pastor is talking to me, God. Now be sincere about it, because God is hearing you. I am hearing your word, oh God, and I know it's for me. Grace to be faithful. Grant me, Lord. Say that quickly. If you believe it, say it quickly. Because faithfulness is faith. Say it quickly. Oh, we have not even touched about the benefit of faithfulness. Eternal rock of ages. Enlarge our coast. When you are faithful, God will enlarge your coast. Grant me more joy. When you are faithful, your joy will be unspeakable. Oh, Father, grant your children faithfulness. Because when that happens, they are filled with true riches. And for as many that have no knowledge of Christ, this is an opportunity to be. Reconnect to God at this time and promise Him that you will change. In Jesus' name. Let's clap for Jesus.